Hello, and welcome to the Adam Rabbit Galaxy podcast, where we combine crystals, manifestation, and mindset work. I'm your host, Ashley, creator of the best-selling Etsy shop, Adam Rabbit, crystal enthusiast, and professional hype girl. I'm so happy your intuition led you here today. Now let's dive in. I'm so happy to be back and recording episodes regularly, which is something I've never been able to keep up with, but I'm feeling really inspired and wanted to thank you for your support. Before we get into today's episode, if there's a question or topic you would love to hear an episode on, please write me on Instagram and I will try and make it happen. All right, something I've noticed lately is that I have been getting so many requests for hematite, more so than any other crystal. I was a little surprised since I haven't noticed any trends happening right now with hematite. Two crystals that became really trendy and were getting a lot of attention on TikTok were moldavite and carnelian, as you may remember, but I haven't seen anything like that happening with hematite, which led me to believe there is a deeper reason that so many people are on the hunt for hematite. Unfortunately, we haven't had hematite or hematite jewelry before in our shop, but I'm definitely hoping to find some unique pieces in the next few weeks, and we're actually going to two gem shows soon. The small tumbled hematite stones that are very metallic and reflective. You probably have seen them at museum gift shops. Kids are really drawn to them as well. Is the most common variation of hematite. Even if you are new to crystals, you would know this variation if you saw it. Anyway, since that is the variety of hematite most people have seen before, I would like to find something different and mix it up a bit. There's also a man-made magnetic hematite that's often sold alongside the small tumbled natural hematites, and it comes with several strong magnetic pieces, but this is different than the natural mineral hematite, and it's actually not hematite at all. If you would like to test a piece of hematite to see if it is real or some tumbled variation of the magnetic hematite, scrape your hematite on an unglazed piece of porcelain and it should leave a red streak. Now, I know you probably don't just have streak plates lying around or in the bottom of your purse, but as you grow your crystal collection, streak plates are useful and very inexpensive if you want to learn more about your pieces from the geological standpoint and make sure you are identifying pieces correctly, because sometimes pieces are just mislabeled when they're sold. And if you want to really be sure what you have, look up streak testing. For my collection and shop, I'd love to find a larger piece of hematite and a piece that is not as smooth. So I'm definitely adding hematite to my gem show wish list this year. I would also love to make some hematite earrings. We do have a new polishing wheel coming soon, so that might work for making hematite earrings, but we definitely have to play around with it, especially since hematite is harder than most crystals. But we'll see what we can make happen. I would love to have another earring stud style that focuses on grounding and protection like hematite does. Hematite is deeply connected to the root chakra, which focuses on stability and is one of the most grounding stones that helps you focus so you can stay in the present moment and not feel too flighty or indecisive and all over the place. It has a very powerful and confident energy to it, and it is also known as an attraction stone, so it's going to help you draw good things into your life. Hematite was discovered in 1773, and the name hematite is derived from the Greek word for blood due to the color hematite turns when it is ground into powder. The red found in hematite is due to the high iron levels found in the earth. When hematite was ground up, it was actually used for war paint and has been associated with blood and magic for thousands of years. Hematite can be found across the world, but a few well-known locations are Canada, Brazil, Switzerland, and South Africa. But the largest production of hematite is actually found in Lake Superior. You will want to cleanse your hematite often. Like with any grounding and protecting stone, they tend to absorb the bad vibes quickly. When cleansing your hematite, avoid water because they can rust, again, due to the high iron content. Sacred smoke or another cleansing crystal like selenite or even a full moon ritual would be ideal for freshening up the energy of your hematite. Hematite is the birthstone for Aquarius, who are very intellectual, creative, free thinkers, strong and independent, but also very calm. Since Aquarius are very dreamy and in their head a lot, this can lead to overthinking, worrying, and getting carried away, which hematite can help you slow down, get centered, and just focus on the present moment or one task at a time. Aries is another sign that would also benefit from hematite due to being a fire sign with a fiery personality to match. The red found within hematite will likely resonate with an Aries. Now, I have to go back and find all the requests for hematites and ask those rabbit babes if they happen to be an Aquarius or an Aries, and I will report back with my findings. Thank you for tuning in today. I know it was a shorter episode, but I'm just happy to be here. Let me know if you have hematite in your collection. If you enjoyed today's podcast, take a screenshot and post to Instagram stories so more magical babes can find this podcast too. Sending you so much love, and I will see you in the next episode.